exciting time for us to be still alive and to be part of what God is doing. It's exciting. There's no other more exciting time than this, that you are still breathing for the sake of the kingdom. You're still breathing for the sake of your Father. You could be anywhere, but you're not. You're here in the house of the Lord for His glory. And He's going to use you mightily for this day to come. And the heaven is not just near. The heaven has to be here as well. Hallelujah. So it's my privilege to be back. And thank you, Pastor Ian and Sabina, for receiving me. Thank you, you guys all, for opening your heart to have me in your house. So, and I feel belonging. And we all belonging to that river of life. We're part of that river. And let the river of life that flowing in it and through us in a powerful way, in a real way. We're talking about life and the river of life and a victorious life, and a lot of time we don't feel victorious at all. We feel so, it's struggling, it's beaten up, it's not an easy to lead a victorious life. But we are not fighting for victory, that's a good thing. We are fighting from victory. We're fighting from the position of victory. Because if Jesus is overcomer of the world, He's overcome the world, so do we. And so we should reflect that overcoming of the world. And so what Jesus has done when He said it is finished, it has to be finished. And if Jesus said it is finished, then we are fighting for sure from the position of victory. Hallelujah. So I'm so glad to be back. And as usual, my journey has only been crazy. I have seen the mighty hand of the Lord upon a lot of nations, and I have seen marvelous miracle and supernatural thing over the last six months since I last was here. I was here, and then I went to Japan, and then from Japan I was in Korea, and then Nepal and Malaysia and Korea and back here. So it's a crazy thing, I'm telling you. It's a crazy thing. You are living in the time and the days that you have to see miracle. You have to see His hand, His mighty hand upon your life, upon the nation, upon your city, upon your family. It's time to release that power of God upon our life and embracing that. It's time just to not sit around and just waiting for miracle, waiting for something that God might do. It's time you join with God for that miracles. It's time to join with God to see, to release that power upon wherever you go in our life and upon the nation. And so I would really like to encourage you that the nation are praying for you right now. And my meeting last week in Korea, I was there for 11-12 days and marching several cities of South Korea. And South Korea is in a very bad situation right now as well, because the president is believing in promoting communism in the nation. And we could see that it's just the enemy is trying to bring division and destruction and kill and steal and destroy. And we could see that the reason they're doing that because they know that their time is short. Like it's getting shorter and shorter. And so it brought a lot of chaotic in the nation of Korea, which has been very well established and strong. And all of a sudden it just shifted. And we know that it's pushing the people of God, pushing the body of Christ into the place of desperation for more of God. I mean, the enemy thought that they would just bring division and chaos into the church and into the family. But actually, I could see the arising of His army just to come forward to fight the final battle. And God also said that the battle is the Lord. It absolutely his battle. But we could see that the people feel an urge, an encouragement, an urge, a responsibility to stand with God and stand for God in this hour. So in during those meetings, and I constantly bring up United Kingdom. I constantly bring up you for the family in Asia to pray for you. And I believe that the nation is standing with you, not just merely because they love you. It's because the Spirit of God is making them aware of what is going on. So that's why they stand with God for you in this time and hour. Hallelujah. So the people from Nepal is praying for you, from Vietnam right now is praying for you. We have a team that praying 24/7. And I know a lot of pastors, they has been fast and pray like forever. I never see they break the fast. I don't see they break the fast in last year until now, just on behalf of praying for the nation, whichever nation that God bring on our journey. And right now, they're praying for the United Kingdom. So I think that is just to encourage you to know that God really have the angel army surrounding you. And whatever happening right here and right now is not a surprise to God. It's the plan of God. It's the plan of God. And he had prepared for this moment. And you are one prayer away from victory. You're just one prayer away from what God has given to this nation. So just take courage, really take courage. Because I could see that the whole world is shaking. It's not just the United Kingdom. The whole world is shaking, really. We're in bad position. We're in bad situation. We don't know what's going on tomorrow. Even Vietnam, I don't know if I return to Vietnam. Vietnam is still Vietnam. That's how troubled the nation is. And from in May, I was in Nepal and I could see a million of mighty things that God has done. There's a lot of healing. There's a lot of restoration. There's a lot of sign and wonder. We could even just stand in the middle of the city called Lumbini, that is a very critical city, that the city where the Buddhist was born. And we're facing the Buddha, pagoda, to fight the battle, to pray for the nation of Nepal, but also for the nation that under Buddhism. We have like half of the world is worshiping Buddha. And we were just standing here and the heat was 46 degrees Celsius and we couldn't even breathe. And I was brought in the room at a very small, like less than a quarter of this room. And they told me that 70 liters are coming. In the 46 degrees Celsius, and there was no aircon, no fan, no nothing. And I came with a worship team of 7 people, and I stand inside of there, and I could fend it. And I said, Lord, you got to do something now. I mean, you have to do something. So I was standing in that room and we just came, one day in advance just to pray for the building and the area, just to pray, to clear the atmosphere and everything before the pastor and the leaders of many cities coming together. And I was standing, we couldn't breathe because it's 46 degrees and dehydrated, you could feel it and you just faint. Everybody just could not even move their body just to pray and worship or anything. And I was just stood there and I say, let us, the Lord, to send over some mighty wind and cloud and something. Just something. I mean, something. God clearly sent us here for a mission. And would we believe with God that his power and authority has been given to us to accomplish our mission? We have to stand up. I could not survive the 46 degrees in that room for 70 people coming with no fan and with no air. And so we stood in the room and declaring the wind and the cloud and the chain of this, the natural atmosphere, and soon enough, as soon as I finished, the wind and the cloud came, rushing to the in the way that all the worship people were scared. They were just the Nepalese pastor. The Nepalese were scared because they never seen thing like I was scared too, because I didn't know that God responded so quick. You know, I mean, I trust that God would do and God can do, and I was just too hot to really. So I pray out of desperation, but also I believe who my Father is and what He's capable of. So as soon as we finished prayer and we see the cloud came and the sky become dark and the wind come and blowing into that very room to get us ready for the worship. And I'm telling you, it's made ready for each one of us. If we believe, we will see the glory of God. If we believe. And over the next few days, God has done tremendous, a lot of deliverance, a lot of healing, and a lot of revival meetings for the whole 2 weeks that we were there. So we go from glory to glory with God. And so I would like to encourage you, they also pray for you. They also, in the midst of all the heat, 46 degrees Celsius, they still praying for many nations. They don't just pray for themselves. You are called to stand with God for the nation as well. Not just your domestic household. Because your domestic household, God will take care of it. But you have to align your spirit with God's spirit for what is going on here and now in this world. And then so when I move forward to Korea last week, we did the same thing. We really interceding for United Kingdom. And we also believe that God allow things to happen right now. Whatever happened right now is in the plan of God. It is in His plan. And soon enough, you will see His glory in this land. He is shaking, but He also separating the wheat and the tare. So that you can see the righteousness of God is being established and you being brought back into the original plan of God. And He's mighty and He's able and He will do it. The story of Elijah, when he sent his servant going up to the mountain, to check on the cloud, and the servant has to go up for seven times until he could see something, but he's still coming back to the mountain to check. I mean, he keep coming back to the mountain to see, but the first time he see nothing, the second time he see nothing, the third time he see nothing, but Elijah keep asking to just go back and check on it, and until he could see something. He could see the cloud that's as big as a man's hands. And then the rain come. Surely the rain will come. Now I'm going to bring you into another story that even more marvelous to my opinion is even that you see nothing, but the water will come. You don't have to see the wind nor the rain, but the water will come. Now turn with me to this Second Kings chapter 3, and then that story has inspiring me so much of the day and the hour of the battle, that when you don't even know how are we going to defeat the enemy, we about to die. Our armies is about to die. Our animals is about to die because we have no water. We have no supply. We have nothing to depend on, and we about to die. And that is 2 Kings chapter 3. And I would not read the whole thing, but I encourage you to really read the whole chapter again whenever you have time to just sink in the strategy of God and the power of God and how God Almighty can fight for us and fight with us and release us and bring us victory. Now it has happened that the king of Israel, the father Ahab, the king, was died. So the son of Ahab just came in the picture. And then when he came in the picture to be king during that time, Moabite, the other nations, stopped paying tax to them. Like this, your father died, now we're done. So the king of Israel was very annoying with the fact that the Moabite go rebels against us. So that's why he came and talked to the king of Judah with Jehoshaphat and another king of Edom to come together as three army to fight against the nation Moab, their enemy. So they came together, but they was in a bad situation where they don't even have one prophet in the house, one prophet in among Israel to pray and ask the Lord, what should we do? Like, they have no words of knowledge. They have no guidance. They were just desperate because the nation was sinful before God. And there were not even one man among them that can come before God for them. So the king of Israel was asking the king of Judah the king of Israel, is there any prophet in your land? And the king of Israel said, we don't have any. we have none. We're just desperate. We have none. And then there was one man, officer, he would say, yeah, I knew there's one guy. He used to pour water on the hand of Elijah. I mean, Elisha was not even recognized as somebody God has anointed and somebody who follow a great master. And it doesn't matter, because a lot of time you don't need to be recognized. You need to be faithful with what you are doing. You don't need to be recognized. You just need to be faithful with what Father sent you for, because your time and your day will come when the nation needs you. And I feel like you have been doing all your life, being praying, being interceding, being serving in the church, being going and teach the Bible, evangelizing, and it seems insignificant. You seem invisible in the situation. It doesn't matter. Keep on doing it, because the day that God brought you into the picture for the moment, the moment that you was meant to be born for, the moment that you're born for will come. That's why the moment for Elijah would come in that moment, even though they don't even remember the guy's name. And he was annoying. He was annoying. He said, I'm not going to pray God for you. How about that? He was annoyed. He said, I don't like you. You don't even remember my name. And now you come and ask me to ask the Lord for you. I don't like it. Actually, he said that. He said, go and ask your ancestor, your prophet in your nation, from your forefather. You have many. I don't pray for you. I don't like to go before the Lord for you. But then Jehoshaphat has a relationship with Elijah. And because of that, he could persuade Elijah to come before the Lord for them before they fight the enemy Moab. So he said that because the king Jehoshaphat, okay, I will come before the Lord for you this time. So eventually he let it out that he was annoyed. But after that, he came before the Lord. But march, this story is so stunning, because actually he didn't go straight to the Lord. He didn't just go and share say, this is a strategy. We're going to do this so that we can find the enemy. Actually, he asked the king, bring me a musician. I mean, in a situation where the enemy is at your door, and he asked to bring him an harpist, a musician. And then it is so beautiful that you could see that in verse 16. In verse 15 first. While the harpist was playing, the hands of the Lord came upon Elisha. While the music, while the praise and worship is going on, that how God, the hand of God came upon him. How our battles is very simple, but it's so significant to recognize that we need to come before God with our praise and worship. That is your weapon. That is your weapon. There's no other weapon that greater than come into your Father present and fighting from the position of victory in praise and worship. That how the hands of the Lord came upon Elijah, and then that he released the strategy for the nation to overcome the enemy. So as he come and pray, and the Spirit of God came upon him and gave him a strategy. And in verse 17, it's so interesting that I'm going to prove it to you. For this is what the Lord say, you will see neither wind nor rain, yet this valley will be filled with water. You don't need to see anything, but you need to believe what your Father, what your God Almighty can do and will do on your behalf. You don't need to see, but you need to know who's your God and what you believe, what you're fighting for. I mean, it's just when I read that, you don't need to see. You don't see the wind, you don't see the rain, but the water will come. You don't need to see the visible thing, because we're not fighting for the visible thing. It's of invisible kingdom, but it's not, it's everlasting kingdom. It's not going to be destroyed. It's right there. And you don't need to see. But you need to believe what your Father can do. Hallelujah. And then so when the prophet said that you don't need to see anything, actually, you just need to believe. And the water will come. And then so, and that when that water come, and you and your cattle and your other animals will drink. I mean, it's not just for your household. It's for everything that matter to you, matter to God. I'm saying that everything in your household, everything in your city, in your church, in your nation, what matter to you, matter to God. I mean, in the situation, there's no water and the army is about to die because of no supply and no water. God even think about your animals. God even think about your household. Everything belongs to you. It's, God will not just satisfy you only. He satisfies those around you, those matter to you, those belonging to you as well. So he's going to feed that. It's very interesting because a lot of time we have a hard time to even believe what God is saying, because we usually ask how. How? There's a lot of time God sending me to place that I say, I see no how. I don't see a way out. I don't see how to escape from that situation. I don't see a way out. And I usually ask God, how? But you don't need to know how. You need to know the result, because the rain, the water will come. So as we were standing in Washington, D.C., when the rain was just like pouring out on the in one of our team was going there. I was there last year to pray for the U.S. in Washington D.C. and we came out of the building of the house, and it flooded with water. And then this is the wonderful sign that when we see the water, but we cannot move anywhere for the prayer walk in the city inside Washington D.C. And we were standing in there and look up to heaven with the rain, and we asked the Father, can you just hold the water for 1 hour until we finish marching, and then you can rain again. Actually, as soon as we finish our prayer, the rain stopped for 2 hours, and then the rain come back when we finish praying and go back into the cars. How awesome is that? I mean, God, I mean, what matter to you matter to God. And it's that you see nothing, but the rain will come. And it's more interesting. How did the water came? It came from within, underneath where they were standing in the valley, underneath where they were standing. It come from within. And I believe that the water and the river of God is within you and in you and will be, is activated in you and flowing through you right now. Would you just believe with me that there is a river within you and it has to be activated so it can flow. Hallelujah. Let's give praise to God for the river inside of you. Let praise God that the living water is running through you and in you right now. Thank you, Father, for the river. Thank you that the flowing of your water is in me right now. Let's just declare in that I embrace this water. I need this river. I am living with this river. And I'm alive because of this river. And I can activate this river to flow through me and in me on behalf of my life and my family and my nation and my land and on behalf of many other nations as well. Let the river flow in the name of Jesus. Oh, let your living water run and satisfy my soul and my spirit in the name of Jesus. Let it be activating and bringing forth life, your life. In my journey, let everything I touch become alive in the name of Jesus because of your living water in me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for this water. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. I can feel the river that has been blocked in you being activated and flow and open right now. Like open up, open up, open up. And I speak over you right now. I prophesy over you right now that every single stone, every single thing, the blockage, that river right now in the name of Jesus, I remove it. Remove it out of the way in the name of Jesus. Oh, whatever the enemy is taken away and stolen from you, it shall be 10 times returned to you. In full, eternal in you, in full, fullness of the Father, fullness of the Father, Korashetere, it returned to you right now in the name of Jesus, Korashadere. Yes, and let the river flow, yes, Lord, let the river bursting out with water, Korashadere, Ereshenteriereshedere, Urashantere, more of you. More of your water, more of your water. Let's bursting out. Urashan flowing. Mighty work that God is doing through you. Urashan, that you're gonna touch the nation in the name of Jesus. Urashantere. Blessing. Kurashadakere. Ireshetediada. Urashantere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Urashanda, we thank you for your water. We thank you for the living water running in and through us. Oh Lord, we thank you. We embracing what you have spoken in your word. We embracing what you have spoken. We repent, Lord, that we have not living like the river of life is running through us and in us. We repent on that. And Holy Spirit, help us to step in the river, embracing the river, and let the river flow in us and through us for your purpose, for your kingdom, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Your river has been now flowing, and you need to embrace it. I can feel in my spirit that you're going to step into something really significant, each one of you. Something really you've been long waiting for. Something yet you has been interceding to see, and you live to see that happening. You live to see what a mighty God we serve can do in you and through you. You live to see that day is coming. And I said that the heaven is not just near, it's here, it's within you, it's in you, and it has to be in you first. His heaven is here and near. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Kora shantere. Ora shadakere. And then the water is more mighty thing that get excited with the words of God. Get excited, people, because I'm so excited about to tell you it's not just this river of God. It's just not there to provide to you, to satisfy you, to bless you and your household. And there's more than that. Look at verse 18. This is more exciting. This is what we're waiting for. Hallelujah. This is an easy thing in the eyes of the Lord. Verse 18. Can you believe that this is an easy thing in the eyes of the Lord? He will also deliver Moab into your hand. I mean, the Lord is not just about to bust out and bless you and give you the abundance of his life and your belonging, your household is being blessed. But he said it is a small thing. To bless you is a small thing. To give you the abundance of who he is a small thing to God. Remember that. He going to hand over the enemy in your hand as well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not just about to bless you. It's more, there's more than just to bless you. Because to bless you has always been the father desire and the father plan to bless his children. It has always been his plan before the foundation of earth, before you was formed in your mother womb, before you were called, or you, even before you acknowledge him, he already planned to bless you and have a plan for you. And to establish you in his kingdom. So to bless you is a small thing to God. Easy thing to God. But there is more. That he said, I'm going to hand it over the enemy into your hand. Hallelujah. I mean, that's what else. I mean, this is significant. It's significant because you know that God, the Almighty God, given the enemy in your hands so that you can do whatever you want for that, to that enemy. I mean, you do whatever you want to that enemy. You can smash them. You can kill them. You can destroy them. You can just bring them down. You can just do whatever you want. It's in your hand. Hallelujah. And then we has to step toward that direction of taking down the enemy in this day and hour. Get ready to take down the stronghold, whatever stronghold in your life, whatever stronghold that has been blockage to your family, to your ministry, to your church, to your nation. Get ready to take it down in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And God said, I will just hand it over. I will give the enemy in your hand. And how did he do that? It's just mighty God could do, and he would do it in front of your eyes. The same water, as you read the story, the same water that blessing you, give you the abundance, releasing you and satisfying you and provide to you, that same water that God has given you is the same water that God is using to destroy the enemy. Can you just see how mighty God is? He doesn't need to sit there and think about another strategy or make you work harder in order to fight the enemy. Listen, people, you don't have to think for another mighty, stronger, better plan, because God already have a plan. And he is able to use that same water to bless you, but that become a nightmare to your enemy. That become a destruction to your enemy, because that same water, that blessing, I mean, same water that blessing the people and provide them and their animals, when the enemy look at that water, they got scared because it was red like blood. How could that happen? The reflection of the sun that came on the water, and when they woke up in the morning and they thought that the enemy over there, the three army, has been turning around against each other and fighting each other, so everybody die. They thought that everybody died because the water was reflecting in their sight. That was like blood. And they came in, and God handed the enemy to their hand. By that same water, they came and they was destroyed. Hallelujah. And I believe that God is using that mighty symbol thing, to bless you, but also to bring down the enemy on your behalf. And it's time. It's time. Hallelujah. And I could feel in my spirit, God is speaking to you that trusts me. I mean, activate your water. Activate that very living water within you, because he's going to use that to destroy the enemy as well. Let that water that flourishing to you increase in you the anointing, increase in you the blessing, the ability to be who you are for his kingdom, to reach your potential. Let that water become a living water within you. But also that water, God is able to use that same water to destroy the enemy. The same strategy is a nightmare to the enemy right now. So keep on praying, keep on interceding, keep on believing, keep on being a blessing to your people, to your church, to your neighbor, to your nation. Keep believing and praying, because the day of deliverance is coming. The day of deliverance is coming. As we was praying, we need to believe that there is a great mighty God among us. There's a great mighty God among us. There's no other God. This is a great mighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel among you, and fighting your battle. He's fighting your battle. And he's going to just show you the victory and the deliverance that's coming your way. Hallelujah. Position yourself in receiving that. On my day that I was flying from Vietnam in the morning of 11 of May, my team, I have another team, prayer team, that go into the north of Vietnam. This year, Vietnam is hosting the festival for the Buddha. That's so evil, you know. And there's 16,000 people from around the world and around Asia coming to Vietnam just to worship the Buddha together. In the nation where they don't believe in religion, they just persecuted Christian, and they allow people to come and just to worship the Buddha freely. 16,000 people. And that day I'm fighting from the root of where the Buddha was born. I'm flying into Lumbini, Nepal. That day I was preparing to go to do that. But we have another team of 12 people, the pastor and the leader in Vietnam, go into that festival area just to pray for the plan of the enemy to be interfered and destroyed by God. And guess what? So they came to that city on the 10th of May. And in the evening, one of the pastor wife called me and said that Debbie, the whole team was arrested by the police. And I say, how so? You just arrived and they already arrested you. We haven't done any prayer. I mean, I really depend on them to pray with me and fight with me right there, so that I have some courage to go to Nepal and fighting the Buddha right from the land. So, I mean, in my mind, that I really depend on them spiritually as a backup for me to go. And then tomorrow I'm flying out, and tonight the whole team was arrested. That's not a good sign. I mean, that's not a good sign to find the enemy. And so the wife, the pastor wife, was very concerned, and he said, Debbie, can you pray right now? And I say, yeah. There's nothing else we can do. You know, there's only prayer. That's our weapon. And so I pray with her over the phone, and I declare the plan of God shall be accomplished in this land, no matter what. And I'm praying that God will just smash the enemy and confuse the enemy and destroy the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Let my people go. Hallelujah. And then let the release of these people happening right now. I mean, 12 of them was arrested, right? And we have a lot of material about the curses that from worshiping Buddhas that has been putting on the nation, and we have like 100 pages of things that we're about to do some spiritual warfare in Hanoi, right? So, I mean, the reason the team was arrested so soon, because they were so excited about what God about to do, they came straight to the camp of the enemy and they put salt on the land. So the police were thinking they were trying to sell truck. Because they just go and, you know, I mean, they just were overexcited. So they brought a whole bunch of salt and they came to the area where they had a festival and just throw out all the salt. And the police was nervous, so they arrested them all. So that night when we were praying, I got, Lord, that I need you to do something because I'm flying out tomorrow to Nepal and I need to know that you are with me. You are with my people and you are about to do something mighty thing. This is not what I'm signed up for. I never asked you to send me to the land of the Buddha. You did it. I never asked you that I want to go so badly to pray against this Buddha thing. I never asked. You sent me. You asked me to go, and I went out of my ignorance and only obedience because I have no clue about Buddha and how bad it can be. I was ignorant about the whole thing. So I was to put it back to God as his responsibility. So I said, Lord, so you show me something, give me a sign that I have to go forward for my mission tomorrow. There's 100 of pastors and leaders waiting for me in Nepal to join my team. So I cannot delay it or run away from it. I will go. But at the same time, I need you to do something with this team. And soon enough, early in the morning, they was released. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So they was released. And I was laughing because before they released the pastor, they make them write down a report, like what you did, why did you do it, and you have to promise not to do it again. All right? So I read one of, so every single one was arrested has to write their own report. And a commitment, like you're not gonna do anything weird in that area. So one of the young leader, young pastor, he wrote that, I cannot promise you what I should not do. I'm praying on behalf of my nation that this nation will be healed in the name of Jesus. That I have to continue. I also have to bring the sword into the land because that's what God asked us to come and do. So I cannot withhold my sword. And he wrote that on the paper. And I don't know. I don't know how did the police would think when they read all those crazy words, you know. But and I do not reject my Jesus. I do not walk away my religion, which is not anything. I don't care about religion. I care about Jesus. And I will do whatever Jesus asked me to do. Sign, signature, my name. You know, and then he wrote that. And I think how beautiful that is. You don't need to see anything. You need to know who's your God is. You don't need to see there's an evidence of anything. If God ever delivered them out of the prison or not, but they believe that they come for a purpose and that the Lord has sent them and the Lord will deliver them. And God has indeed interfered. And release them. But when I read the report, they took a picture and sent it to me. It really, really blessed my heart and encouraged me to know that what God can do and how God can interfere into every single situation of your life, God is always there for you. God is always there for you. Every situation of your life. Every battle that you are in, he's there to fight for you. And in fact, he said that it's my battle. If it's your battle, it's mine too. God said that if it's your battle, is it mine too? And he will fight for you and he's fighting with you. But from the place of victory. From the place of victory. So that's why when I came to Nepal, the next day I flew to Nepal and I could see a mighty thing. The first day you already could call some wind and cloud. That's awesome. You know, I love that when God really respond and show you how mighty He is among us. There is a great and mighty God in United Kingdom. There is great and mighty God who call you, who has established you, who has appointed you and anointed you for such a time as this. There is an almighty God among you. And He about to do something significant. Would you join with Him? Would you believe what He can do? Would you align your spirit with His spirit and His word, with His promise that He's fighting for you? Would you allow your spirit just to believe that? Because He's about to show you what a mighty God we serve and what He can accomplish in you and through you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I really, really want to encourage you. Arise and shine, you Kai. Arise and shine. I mean, you don't see the sun. It's still there. I mean, you don't see the sun shining. This is one of the nations that every morning I wake up and say, where the sun? I mean, I don't go in any nation and go, where the sun? Because you don't have the sun a lot. Most of the nation I go, the sun is shining too much, you know? So I don't have a question like that. But here I said, where the sun? We don't see the sun, but we know it's there, right? We always know it's there. And when the moment for Him to move the cloud and to show you the Son of Man, He's always there, watching over you. And that moment that when He needs to remove everything around you to show Him, you, who He really is, that is a significant long waiting for you is happening. And I see that God is establishing you. He established you. He's not just like call you and just leave you there. He established you for such a day like this. You are part of the history. You are part of the kingdom establishment in this land, in this country, because UK will be safe. UK will enter into the purpose of God and the destiny of God that God had called you long before. If you even you standing on behalf of the land and believing, and I believe that God will stand on behalf of what you believe and who you are to establish and release the land and bless the land and heal the land and restore the land. Through you. It just take one person. It just take one Joseph for the nation of Israel to be born and established. It just take one Joseph. It just take one David. You don't need a lot of people. You don't need a big crowd. That's why your perseverance, your prayer is so significant in the spirit. It's significant. It's only take one Esther to deliver the whole nation of Israel. So you are significant and you have been appointed and anointed and set apart for the mission here and today. Let us see the glory of God come in this nation and let expect that God, in the middle of the chaotic situation right now, you are not alone. The nation is standing with you, and the nation is fighting with you, and the nation is believing with you, because there is a calling that bigger than who you are that God has called upon the land and prepare the land. I believe that the whole continents of Europe depend on you for revival. That UK has to be revived before other nations will be affected and blessed by you. But it has to be God's way. It's none of those people's way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the day and the hour that you position us. Lord, we thank you that you call each one of us right now in the name of Jesus, that we are set apart and appointed just to aim on your purpose and to align ourselves to stand with you and stand for you in this day and hour. Lord, I thank you for the day to come that the glory of the present house is greater than the glory of former house of God. Lord, that I praise and that the supernatural strength is upon your people right now in Jesus' name. Lord, that they will experience you and experience your hope and your joy and your peace in a way that they never felt before. That it will become so visible, so tangible, so obvious in their life that people has to see it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, let it be today that they live and they experience a transformation in their spirit, that they will be rise up and be challenged to stand with you and stand for you in the name of Jesus. Let there be no hindrance. Let there be no excuse among us, no excuse among us to pray for our leaders, to pray for our nation, to pray for the plan of God to be established. Lord, let that there will be the eyes that the bless all the eyes to see and the ear to hear and the heart to perceive the thing of God. Oh God, let dream and vision come upon them. Let them come and just worship in you in the mighty way that they never experienced before, because their worship make a difference. Their worship could just destroy the enemy in the name of Jesus. They come to you and praise and worship you, and the enemy shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. They come and pray and worship you, and the provision will come, the blessing will come, the favor will come in the name of Jesus. And everything that concerning to each one of us is concerning to you, O God. And Lord, that know the desire of our heart in the name of Jesus. And let you just flourish in the step of your righteousness. The people, your people, the righteous people are standing before you right now. And they are embracing whatever you're about to release right now. And in the name of Jesus, you establish their step strongly and mightily. Hallelujah. Encourage us. Walk with us. Push us. Show us. Make us ready, O Holy Spirit. Make us ready for your mighty move. For your mighty move about to happen. But Spirit of God, make us ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I bless you guys. I'm excited with you guys. I'm excited. I'm excited. And I love you. I love your nation. I love your people. I love your land. And I'm standing with you. I will continue to push the nations to pray for you wherever I'm going. I mean, I'm pushing them to pray for you, like it or not. They will have to do it. So be encouraged, be strong and courageous. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much.